And good afternoon. This news update is being brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumn Wood of Deckerville for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere. Call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Hello, good afternoon once again. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and we'll begin with an article about boater safety classes. So besides being a winter wonderland, Michigan is also a water wonderland, as we all know, with miles of shoreline as well as several lakes and ponds. So with that in mind, the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department Marine Division is going to host a boater safety class from 9 a.m. till 4 that will be Saturday, May the 11th at the Richville Conservation Club. That's 3270 West Sanilac Road, or M46, between Sheridan and Washburn Roads. So the class is free, along with a lunch. However, pre-registration is necessary to attend, and you can do that two ways. You might want to get a pen to write this down, my friends. And the first way that you can register is by calling Deputy Deb Engelhart at 989-673-8161, extension 2238. Or you can also go to michigan.gov/DNR education website. This class is for those who were born after December 31st, 1978 or older, who are required by law to have a certificate to legally operate a personal watercraft. The Bad Axe Police Department and Tuscola County Sheriffs have issued alerts regarding a recent surge in scam attempts targeting local residents. In a recent example shared by the Bad Axe Police Department, residents have reported receiving fraudulent smishing messages claiming outstanding balances and threatening late fees for unpaid tolls. These messages urge recipients to visit a suspicious-looking website to settle the alleged invoice. A Caro resident also reported receiving a similar scam message, prompting Tuscola County sheriffs to issue a warning to residents. In response, local authorities emphasize the importance of never sharing personal or financial information with unknown sources. The city of Bad Axe echoed this sentiment on Facebook, urging residents to remain vigilant and avoid falling victim to such scams. And, well, it is about time for students to learn what rural life was like here in the Thumb back in the early 1900s. And the annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum are going to start up on a Wednesday. That's May 15th, 16th, and 17th. The tours will offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through eighth grade. Hundreds of children throughout the state of Michigan will attend the learning experience that brings what rural life might have been like for more than a century ago. The theme for this year is a century jewel, and that is in recognition of the barn's 100th birthday. Students will get to experience what attending a one-room school was like and so much more. And we will be back right after this on Thumb Broadcasting.
Welcome to Autumn Wood of Deckerville, where every step we take is all about you. Here's Nicole Kaufman here to share how we're committed to making you feel at home.
Hi, I'm Nicole Kaufman, Admissions and Marketing Director at Autumn Wood of Deckerville. When it comes to long-term care and short-term rehab, we understand the importance of a welcoming environment and personalized attention. Our residents aren't just individuals, they are family. Picture a home-like setting where every corner feels comfortable and inviting. We pride ourselves on serving healthy meals that don't just nourish but delight your taste buds. Our compassionate caregivers focus on your unique needs to build relationships and ensure your smile of satisfaction.
Call us at 810-376-2145 to schedule a tour and experience the warmth of our community. Or visit siennahealthcare.com for a virtual tour of our building. Autumn Wood of Deckerville, where we're all about you isn't just a motto, it's our commitment to your well-being.
Automatic emergency braking will have to come standard now on all U.S. new passenger vehicles in the next 5 years. It's a requirement that the government says will save hundreds of lives and prevent thousands of injuries every year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the new regulation yesterday and called it the most significant safety rule in the past two decades. It is designed to prevent many rear-end and pedestrian collisions and reduce the roughly 40,000 traffic deaths every year. Although about 90% of new vehicles have the system standard now under a voluntary agreement with automakers, at present there are no performance requirements. The new regulations set standards for vehicles to automatically stop and avoid hitting other vehicles and pedestrians, even at night. And lastly, rapidly climbing sales of the new obesity drug Zepbound and its counterpart for diabetes, Mounjaro, pushed Eli Lilly to a better-than-expected first-quarter profit. The drug maker also hiked its forecast for 2024 well beyond analyst expectations after sales of Mounjaro more than tripled in the year's first quarter. Lilly said it was still dealing with supply issues as strong demand for the Zepbound and Mounjaro outpacing its production hikes. But the company expects its most significant increases to occur in the back half of this year. Shares of Lilly jumped today after the company detailed results. That news update is brought to you by Autumn Wood of Deckerville for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere. That's 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And for the latest thumb area news anytime, always go to thumbnet.net.